time in this Goldie time machine. We're going back to a lovely summer, it's not a summer day, an autumn day in September. It's a beautiful day and we're in Castletown now and we've called to see Eddie Clegg. Eddie's quite a character here in Castletown and we're in his garden. As you see, behind all these walls, surprise what's behind these walls, you know, you go past these places, you open a little door and you go in here, and it's a veritable little oasis. You've got dahlias and roses and sweet peas and things growing here. But we're not going to talk to Eddie about present day gardening, we're going to talk to him about how things used to be. How are you doing then, Eddie?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Now, yeah. How many years can you go back now in gardening? When did you first start gardening?
1919.
Yes. And where was that?
It was at West Hill, and you had to do what you were told them days, and you weren't allowed to even whistle in the garden those days, you know. When I was going over the barrow over the garden, I was told not to whistle, you know. They didn't want that here then, you see. And the old gardener I served my time with was a very good old gardener, and you had to do what you're told, and no messing.
Well, what was the first job you ever done in the garden? Can you cast your mind back to that?
Yes, I had to tie schizanthus, you know, the old man's orchid, and I made a mess of it, you know, and I had to, I was told not to do that again, do undo it all and do the next one. That was one of the things, you know.
I suppose you had to scrub flower pots, did you?
Yes, and then you see, it was all clay pots in those days, none of these other sort of pots, which I think are still the best pots yet. And always through those pots, there's always sort of a lime comes out of it. Perhaps you've seen Mr. Goldie, you know. And he had to scrub it well to get that lime off it, you see, to show it had to be done good.
Well, it hasn't done you any harm at all, Eddie.
No,
you're
alive.
Always harmed, yeah.
You know
about the schizanthus. I see you've got some in the greenhouse there now.
There, and some cinerarias, yes, which I like very much. Do you like some?
I think the schizanthus makes a lovely pot plant.
The schizanthus now are small. When we used to grow them, they were tall, you see. I liked the tall one, really. They were very nice, because therefore that's how I had to stake them.
Now, just close your eyes and cast your mind back again. You know, what did the garden look like? What about the vegetable garden? What was this? How did it look in those days?
Well, it was pretty good. You know.
Well,
that would
be pretty
good,
yes.
Well, the old-fashioned way of gardening them days, the things were very good. Of course, now they've got better seeds and all, I suppose, but I think those days they were really good.
How did you kill green fly those days? I mean, nowadays we've got all these chemical things, but obviously in those days you didn't. I mean, what were you using to kill green fly with?
Able syringe, you know, it was... They heard about that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Like, that was the only one that we knew. And you had a syringe, they had a syringe with their name and all on it. Well, I got one in there, you know. And then you had another one in a bottle, which you put the thing in a bottle and worked it up and down like that.
Mm.
And but, because they got very better things now than that.
What about the lawn, for instance? Now, how did you kill the weeds on lawns those days?
Well, the lawn... Well, it's lawn sand like it was those days, you know, you hadn't these five pollutants. The marvellous things now, you've got to take your hat off to the things now. You put the things on the ground and the daisies and all, and it only kills the daisies and doesn't kill the grass.
Did you have to do many jobs sort of in the house? Did you have to cut flowers and things for the house?
Yes, and then we had the conservancy on the front, you know, and it had to have, we had chrysanthemums in the winter, and then in the spring we'd schizanthus and cinerarias, you know, which were very good, you know. Cinerarias are really nice plants, and a lot of people have an awful lot of green fly, but I was never bad, it never bothered me much with green fly. I think it's when you let the plants go dry.
Do you think there's more pests and diseases about nowadays than what there used to be in those days?
Well, I don't think so, really.
No.
But you see, you can kill the slugs and all. We used to have soot and whatnot, didn't we, them days, to put on and lime to keep the slugs away. But now you can put this slug death down in the garden, aren't they?
There's a lot of slugs about this year.
It's a slog year, isn't it?
Did you ever go in for shows, anything, when you were working there?
No, they weren't much for that. Mr. Tang, who owned it when he bought it first, when the agriculture show was held at West Hill on the ground in the park, you know, those days, which was very nice. We used to show a bit in there with dahlias. We were very keen dahlias, and there were some very fine dahlias in even them days, you know. There was really very good dahlias.
They used to grow the great big ones, something like the ones you've got there, weren't they?
They were really good. We had 12 different varieties of the big ones, and they were really good. But roses too were very nice. This one I think I liked was Madame Butterfly. It's a very old rose, you know, and I thought it was one of the nicest roses to grow, really.
Well, anyway, Andy, thanks a lot,
very
and
nice
we'll be back, maybe back to see you next summer or something.
Nice to see if I'm still alive.
Anyway, that's all from Mike Goldie in the garden for this week. Cheerio for now. Bye.
To 60. We'll be reporting on yesterday's emergency debate on the steam packet. We talk with a new member-elect of the Legislative Council, and two Castletown authors are remembered 80 years on. Tonight in the Morton Hall in Castletown, there's a talk to be given about two Castletown authors, both of whom died 80 years ago this year. Flaxney Stowell, who wrote a book called Castletown 100 Years Ago, it was published in 1902, and Dr. John Clegg, who in his spare time from numerous medical duties co-wrote the Manx National Songbook and composed the Manx hymn tune Crofton. The speaker tonight is Tom Kelly, and I asked him, first of all, what Flaxney Stowell is remembered for.
I suppose for temperance, really. He was a great crusader in the temperance cause, and he was also a Wesleyan Methodist, and Sunday school superintendent. He was a builder, joiner and builder by trade, and I think he did some architectural work as well.
He was a friend of T.E. Brown too, was he?
Well, yes, he was a very close friend of T.E. Brown's, and they worked together at the old grammar school in Castletown. First of all, when Brown was a day boy at college, he used to go and attend the evening temperance meeting, which Flaxney was holding in the Castletown Grammar School in the evenings. And then when Brown got Bowling Green Road, he would, he was first-class mimic all his life, and he would stand on a chair and mimic all the speakers, including Flaxney Stowell. And then when Brown came back as vice principal of King William's College at 1855 to 1861, he teamed up again with Flaxney Stowell, and they ran the island's first further education classes in the old grammar school for school leavers.
What about Dr. Clegg? I mean, he'll be better known, won't he?
Well, Dr. Clegg was a Castletown general practitioner. He was born, of course, in Harvey at Ballinaris, but his working life was spent in Castletown, and his home was in Castletown. The book which he wrote, Manx Reminiscences, was published by Backwells in Castletown, so I think it's reasonable enough to claim him as a Castletown author. There's one rather amusing case where he was always keen to, you know, if he heard any Manx fiddlers playing a tune new to him. And on one occasion he was on his way to a confinement and he got sidetracked and heard this fiddler playing this tune and stopped to ask him all about it. The consequence was when he got to the farmhouse, the healthy baby had already been born, and when he explained what had delayed him, he got a very stern lecture from the patient's mother, pointing out to him the possible dire consequences of getting his doctrine mixed up with his hobby music.
Why have you decided to do a talk on the two of them?
Well, I discovered from the local press in November that other organisations were planning to celebrate in 1988 the 80th anniversary of Dr. John Clegg, and I had the two books, and I knew they had both died in 1908, so I thought, well, we've got two authors, and Peel seems to be making all the running in the Heritage Stakes and Ankin, so I thought, well, I think Castletown should be in there pitching too and get into the heritage race.
Tom Kelly and his talk tonight is at the Morton Hall at 8 p.m. With him will be John Quilliam.